Mommy, why is Tia Lola so scared to be a teacher? Juanita wants to know. Mommy is tucking her into bed. Juanita has been pleading for 5 more minutes so she can read another chapter in her book. But Mommy has ruled that Monday through Thursday, lights must be out promptly by 8 p.m. Otherwise, Juanita's too tired to pay attention the next day in class. Mommy sighs. I think Tia Lola doesn't feel confident because she never went past 4th grade. I haven't gone past 4th grade either, Juanita reminds her. I know, Juanita. Mommy smiles fondly at her daughter. But you're only 8, and Tia Lola, well, she's past 50. She thinks she's not smart enough to teach the kids at your school. But that's ridiculous, Mommy, Juanita says importantly. It feels so grown up to be able to pronounce something ridiculous. Tia Lola knows so much, all these stories and songs and sayings, and she knows how to cook and make friends and... Juanita runs out of breath before she has run out of things Tia Lola knows how to do. Would you do me a favor, Anita Bonita? Her mommy always calls Juanita by her nickname and then adds the Spanish word for pretty when she's asking for something that will take extra effort. Could you tell your Tia Lola what you just told me? Tell her you'd love for her to come to your school, that it'll be just like taking care of you and Miguel, except that you'll have a few friends along.
Like 74, sorry, 76, counting Nita and me.
Miguel is at the door. He must have overheard Mommy discussing Mrs. Stevens' invitation. Mommy looks at Miguel in that careful way, trying to figure out what he is feeling. She works at the college, counseling students who feel confused or troubled. Except Miguel isn't confused or troubled. He just thinks that adults should go to work somewhere besides where their kids go to school. Do you not want Tia Lola to volunteer at Bridgeport? Mommy asks carefully. Miguel squirms. He's not sure he wants Tia Lola at his school every single day. But his mother is looking disappointed.
How about if Tia Lola just comes sometimes? Miguel suggests.
You know, Miguel Angel Guzman, you might just have hit on a brilliant idea. Miguel blinks in disbelief.
I have?
He has? Juanita echoes. Mommy nods, ignoring the sparks flying between brother and sister. I think it'll be less scary for Tia Lola to start by volunteering once a week, say. She can think of it as just visiting, not teaching. Then, once she gets used to it, she can go more often.
Like in a year and a half when I'll already be at the middle school, Miguel thinks.
But he knows better than to say so. He doesn't want to upset Mommy, who can still be super sensitive. A year ago, at Christmas, his parents separated. His father, Papi, stayed behind in New York City. But Mommy moved to Vermont with a job at the college, bringing Miguel and Juanita with her. That's why their aunt came from the Dominican Republic, to help take care of them. Miguel has to admit that ever since Tia Lola arrived, Mommy is a lot happier. It's Tia Lola who seems sadder.
Can't she start tomorrow?
Juanita pipes up, her eyes bright and hopeful. I don't see why not, but I'll need you guys to help me convince her, okay? Juanita nods eagerly. Miguel nods as well. After all, it was his brilliant idea. Juanita gets up early the next morning. She doesn't even bother to gaze out her window at the back pasture covered with fresh snow. Instead, she hurries downstairs, hoping to talk Tia Lola into coming to school today. In the kitchen, she finds her aunt frying up some plantains and bacon.
Buenos dias,
Tia Lola sings out cheerfully.
What are you doing up this early?
Oh, I wanted to...
For some reason, Juanita finds it hard to explain. Partly, it's having to talk in Spanish. Only when Miguel is around does Juanita's Spanish seem to really improve. Tia Lola winks at her niece.
No por mucho madrugar, amanece más temprano.
This is one of Tia Lola's favorite sayings. Something about how waking up early won't make the sun rise any faster. Tia Lola always quotes the saying when anyone is being too eager a beaver.
As soon as I'm done with this, I'll help you get ready, Tia Lola offers, turning back to her cooking. Usually, she braids Juanita's hair or finds a missing sock or irons a favorite outfit her niece wants to wear. It's now or never, Juanita thinks, taking a deep breath.